בחינות הבגרות באנגלית מועד קיץ תשע"ב 2012 לתלמידים אינטרניים ואקסטרניים הנבחנים בשאלון א'. שלום רב לכם. היום אתם נבחנים בבחינות הבגרות בשפה האנגלית, ובעוד רגע ישודר הקטע בהבנת הנשמע. אנחנו נשמיע לכם את הקטע הזה פעמיים. הודעה חשובה למשגיחי הבחינות ולנבחנים, אסור להקליט את הקטעים. יש להאזין לקטעים בשתי הקריאות שבשידור בלבד. בסיום השידור, על התלמידים לשים את מקלטי הרדיו או כל מכשיר אחר בצידי החדר.
Hello students, today you are sitting for your Bagrut examination in English. In a moment, you will hear the text of your listening comprehension test, which will be read twice. And now, the first broadcast.
ועתה השידור הראשון.
Hello, listeners. I'm Barbara Dalton with our program, Nature News. Today I invited Dr. Peter Collins. He is going to tell us what he learned from his research about how trees and plants influence our lives. Hello, Dr. Collins.
Hello.
Why did you decide to do this research?
We all know that spending time in a park with lots of trees and plants around us makes us feel good. However, most people spend a lot of time inside buildings. For example, they work in an office or study in school. They don't go to the park very often. In our research, we put plants in offices and in a school playground. We wanted to find out if plants inside a building and in a playground have the same positive influence on people as plants outside in nature.
Please tell us about your research.
First, we wanted to find out what happens to people who work in a big office building. We chose offices that had no windows and no plants or flowers inside. In these offices, we put plants on all the desks of the workers. We also put plants in other places in the building. What we found out was surprising. 3 months after we put the plants in the building, the workers reported that they felt a lot better. They said they were less tired than before. In addition, their boss said that many workers did a better job than before.
That is amazing! And what did you do in your research in the school?
We did our research in one big school in the city. In this school, there were no plants in the playground where the children played when they went outside. So we planted trees and flowers around the playground. This way, when the children went outside, the trees and flowers were all around them. After 3 months, the teachers reported to us that most of the children paid more attention in class and did better on tests. The teachers also said there were changes in the children's behavior. They had less fights with other children and they seemed happier.
So what do you think people should do?
They should bring plants into their places of work and study so that they have lots of plants around them. This way, even if they cannot spend time in parks, they will still enjoy the positive influence of plants and flowers.
Thank you, Dr. Collins, for this interesting talk. I think I'll go and buy a plant for my office today. Goodbye.
זה היה השידור הראשון. אפשר להשיב על השאלות. נשמיע את כמה צלילים ואחר כך נשמיע את הקטע שנית. ועתה השידור השני.
Hello, listeners. I'm Barbara Dalton with our program, Nature News. Today I invited Dr. Peter Collins. He is going to tell us what he learned from his research about how trees and plants influence our lives. Hello, Dr. Collins.
Hello.
Why did you decide to do this research?
We all know that spending time in a park with lots of trees and plants around us makes us feel good. However, most people spend a lot of time inside buildings. For example, they work in an office or study in school. They don't go to the park very often. In our research, we put plants in offices and in a school playground. We wanted to find out if plants inside a building and in a playground have the same positive influence on people as plants outside in nature.
Please tell us about your research.
First, we wanted to find out what happens to people who work in a big office building. We chose offices that had no windows and no plants or flowers inside. In these offices, we put plants on all the desks of the workers. We also put plants in other places in the building. What we found out was surprising. 3 months after we put the plants in the building, the workers reported that they felt a lot better. They said they were less tired than before. In addition, their boss said that many workers did a better job than before.
That is amazing. And what did you do in your research in the school?
We did our research in one big school in the city. In this school, there were no plants in the playground where the children played when they went outside. So we planted trees and flowers around the playground. This way, when the children went outside, the trees and flowers were all around them. After 3 months, the teachers reported to us that most of the children paid more attention in class and did better on tests. The teachers also said there were changes in the children's behavior. They had less fights with other children and they seemed happier.
So what do you think people should do?
They should bring plants into their places of work and study so that they have lots of plants around them. This way, even if they cannot spend time in parks, they will still enjoy the positive influence of plants and flowers.
Thank you, Dr. Collins, for this interesting talk. I think I'll go and buy a plant for my office today. Goodbye.
זה היה השידור השני. אם לא סיימתם להשיב על השאלות, המשיכו לעשות זאת עכשיו, ואחר כך המשיכו בשאר חלקי הבחינה. משרד החינוך וכל ישראל מאחלים לכולכם הצלחה בבחינות הבגרות. שלום.